Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Spinard Roadhouse and Second Saturdays in Spinard. We are happy to have you here tonight, whether you're dining or actually here for the event. We've got lots of great stuff in store, so I do not want to waste any time. Tonight, all the proceeds of all the raffle tickets you buy, and you can also donate a portion of what you spend on your meal tonight. All the proceeds go to the World Food Program, which is helping feed families in Haiti. And right now they're feeding over 250 families a day and working to feed more. There is obviously a lot going on in Haiti right now, and we've actually got a few folks over by the door and one right here. One girl right here is traveling to Haiti. So now I have the honor and pleasure of welcoming Bamua to the stage. We are so grateful to have them. So please enjoy and do a little dancing if you want. Okay, thanks.
Hey. Well, we're really happy to be here today. And it is, like Aussie said, it's a very wonderful cause. And it's really important for all of us, the idea of community, because the type of dancing and the type of performance that we've always done is a reflection of our community and our where we come from and our family. We have some ideas too, but you know, it really is a reflection of all of that working together. And so it's really always really important to recognize the values within a community as far as being compassionate and being helpful, and sharing is a really big part of the Yupik culture. Was a really, really big part. We're trying to bring it back.
Yeah.
But this first song is an a cappella song, and it's called Jayuglaku, which means pulling, pulling. And we interpret this song to be pulling strength, pulling power, pulling whatever you need from within and pulling it and taking it. And so it's for us, it's a really special song, so we hope you like it. Jayuglaku.
There's room up here on the floor to sit, right? A dance. Dance, dance, dance.
Yeah, and if you guys could
stand, sit.
Kind of keep an aisle free for the servers. There is a lot of room here if you want to come and sit down. And if you come to Bethel or out in the bush, people sit on the floor. And I know that's not really that common in Alaska, I mean in Anchorage, but if you want to come over here, there's a lot of floor if you'd like to sit down.
Lulu, come.
But if you're over here, please keep the aisles free for the servers, because there's people who didn't know that there's music going on tonight.
Lulu, what are you doing in the bar? All right.
Jayu lakungu hunangayangai. Jayu lakungu hunangayangai. Jayu lakungu hunangayangai. Manga, Hussar, Rangan, Kerao. kanganak pagmana ya 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 ya
Brianna. The next song is, you want to introduce it?
This next song is one of my nephews, Stan Vernon, composed this song. He just came back from the North Slope. He's a heavy equipment operator. And in one of those summers when he was working on the road construction crew up the highway, he was just kind of like shaking around and started coming up with this tune while he was on the dozer, and the words are Arula Sagalo Jaluria Kohui. While I am kind of shaking on this dozer, I am walking, making a road. So, this is a road construction song for Tonka truck lovers like me.
Rula saga rula song jali uli inga khone rula saga rula song jali Rula saga, rula song, jali uli inga khone. Jali hurle inga kwane Dumya harlo inga Jali hurle inga kwane Nakuyak tango Nakuyak tango Nakuyak tango Jali hurle Aye ye 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 ye
Oh yeah, thank you so much. We're gonna invite some friends up on stage. We have James Damak on percussion. Woo-hoo! Ivan Knight on guitar. And Nate on didgeridoo. Welcome home, Nate.
Yeah, Nate just got back. He's from here and was living in D.C. and he just got back. So welcome home. Nice to have you back. This song is called Jaya Kanauha, which means my drum, where is it? And It's an oldie but a goodie.
Jayaka, 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 Jayaka,
All right. Can somebody turn on the air conditioner, please?
All right, well, this next song is called, well, we've never really done it much, but we're really excited about it. And we called it before the way we learned it, the squirrel hunting song. So that's what we'll continue to call it, yeah? Should we call it that? Squirrel hunting. So if you haven't noticed, we're native. Hiya, hiya, hiya. Aussie is from Chifornik, Karina is from Greenland, and I was born in Bethel.
Where are you born, Ivan?
Ivan from
Canada.
Anchorage.
Fairbanks.
Kotzebue.
All right.
Nathan. Anchorage. All right. Right. Anyways. We just have to get that off our chest. Oh my God. But we're going to do an English song. And this is... It's one of my favorite songs. And it's by a wonderful singer. His name is... he sang it. It's probably the most well-known for singing it. His name is Bob Marley. I don't know if you heard of him.
Yeah, man.
Where's Melissa?
Melissa...
She should come sing back up with us.
I've got Google. He's my friend. Tells me all the lyrics I don't know. Yeah. I remember when we used to sing, yeah, in the government yard in Trenchtown. I'll be serving the hypocrites as they would mingle with the good people we meet. And we know good friends we have. Can't forget our past. To dry your tears, I say, oh, no woman, no cry. If you don't know, here you go. No woman, no cry. No woman, no cry. Government yard in Trenchtown, yeah. And Georgie, he make the fire light, logwood burning through the night. And we would cook cornmeal porridge, yeah, yeah,
which I'll share with you.
My feet is my only carrying, yeah. And so I got to push on through. And while I'm gone, gonna say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Come on, say
no woman, no cry.
Everything gonna be alright.
No woman, no cry.
Jump by myself, gentle.
Jump
by myself, gentle.
All right.
Jump by myself, gentle.
So much, everybody. Thank you, Melissa.
Hey, and I want you guys to give it up for Bamila. You know, it's not often you get to see them for under $50, so give it up. They are here to help celebrate with us this this night of gathering and this night of honoring those that have lost their lives in this earthquake. And, you know, there's some crazy statistics, but Troy pulled some up. Troy from the Urban League is the one I've been working with mostly. The Urban League here in Anchorage is amazing. And originally this night was going to be dedicated to celebrating Black History Month and working with the Urban League. And then, you know, this earthquake happened and we knew we had to do something. And so we ended up working with them on this, and they created the Alaska for Haiti Project. And that's what we're working for tonight. That's where all the money's going. All that money is going to be funneled to the United Nations World Food Program. So any dollar that you spend here other than your food, but you can also tack on some of your bill to send some money to Haiti and feed some folks. And I just wanted to let you guys know that at 10 o'clock, after these guys are done, we're going to do a drawing for 30,000 air miles. So if you want to get a ticket for that, you need to go up to the front. And the statistic that really rocked me was that, you know, they've counted 230,000 dead. And the count is still rising, and that's just under the population of Anchorage. So if you can imagine the whole population of Anchorage being completely decimated, that's what they're dealing with right now, and they don't even know how many more are there. They're still pulling them out. So we're just kind of trying to make the connection. We live in a place where earthquakes happen, and you know it's inevitable, and there's a lot more people than there was, you know, back when the big one hit. So we need to recognize, and we also need to thank Bamiwa for being here tonight and sharing their time, donating their time to this event. It's very incredible, and I'm so grateful. Thank you.
We're going to invite Tor and Jacobs up on stage. Woo! River flows. All right, we're doing this.
Our native women, a queen and princess, each one of them teaching more than our children like breakish huntsmen. Beauty unlike any seen before, with your ivory and beads and fur we all adore. No weaknesses, a feat that is beyond your reaches. You're much more than seamstresses with speeches that'll do more than shake up the ground. Elizabeth Peraciovich spoke so profound. February 16th is celebrated around the state. Anticipate more holidays abound for our native women. Our native women, the flowers of the tundra are our native women. That's why our river flows, the king had proposed to my own native queen. She's Helena Hoffman.
We are here.
River flows, everybody. River flows.
We are here to celebrate you.
Native women.
Celebrate you, oh, we are here to celebrate.
River Flows.
All right, give it up for River Flows.
Our brother from another mother. We grew up together in Bethel. Still got dirt in our ears, I'm sure. Sand. All right, so this next song is called My Drum, It Follows Me, or I Carry It With Me Everywhere I Go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to do one last song. We're
going to
invite
Nate
Dogg back to Alaska. Welcome back to Alaska. And this is a song about birds, cranes flying, and they're flying and it looks like they're dancing. The first verse is they come down. All right. Steve usually sings this, so I have to actually. Aussie, the first verse.
Drum rarlut, these tiny, insy winsy little midget sandhill cranes who are called sandpipers. They're munching away or eating. The grand chitlins, they're eating too.
So yes, this is. Feel free to eat while you're watching us. I don't know if they got chitlins on the menu.
Welcome home, Nathan.
James, dama pa na jumpe, kagam.
Junior. Buy your raffle tickets. Buy your raffle tickets.